I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the man who committed his life to you, and you're the woman who committed your life to me. And I am still pursuing reconciliation. This may be a familiar idea. Just a couple things. One is because the postcard today went out to your dad, and it's potentially strong because I quoted to him what he wrote, and then quoted a verse, well, just made the reference to Matthew 21:30. That should concern him if he understands what it means, because that's what he's living. And I ask him very simply to repent of it. Because it was potentially necessary, the email that he sent to me on May 1st that I responded on May 2nd was just between him and me at that time. Since he has again gone silent, it's online on the family side for that day, because I want to make sure it's available in case we have to refer to it. The second thing is, in the process, I had a series of three emails that I did. One was a voicemail specifically to Jim Cross. Actually, it was done. I did three that I kind of grouped together. One was December 22nd to Jim and Madge Cross specifically. The second one was on January 6th. And, you know, the part of the comment there was because, you know, I was getting the voicemail mailboxes full message for a long time. And I talked about Genesis Apologetics there and John and Jane. And the third one, which is the one that probably, well, it's definitely the most emotional for me, was on February 24th. This was titled An Emotional Email About Slavery. And the image is from the Stop the Traffic website. Because, anyway. But I listened to those three again today. And, you know, one of the things... Okay, I'm getting a little bit long. One of the things that I've pondered about, because Chris and I have talked about it before, he has expressed or he has listened to people who are, for example, people who perform on stage. And especially people who have garnered a large audience, that it becomes an addiction. And they don't feel any motivation once that is gone. They need to get back in front of the crowd. And apparently this is a real problem for a lot of people. There's also one of the explorers, the guy who went north of Canada, Magellan? Anyway, and apparently after he did that, because it was such a significant accomplishment, he felt like, I mean, there's nothing left in life. And he may have done things to bring his end, demise, quickly. And the we thought about that, because the trip up to Big Frog was a big deal. This was not a minor accomplishment, especially for guys who are... past the halfway point in life. It was a big deal. taking the hard route and then getting to the top, because I wanted to do this for months, doing the jumping jacks at the top. It was a big deal. And I thought about it afterwards, because, you know, the joke we had today was that, okay, let's do this again 50 years. So we put on the calendar for 2171 to do it again. Obviously, we don't anticipate fulfilling that. But that's the joy of the joke. But watching those three videos reminds me that I have other things to do. And it gives me a drive. And I'm grateful for that. In the Lord's mercy, I have reason to press on and press on with vigor. For the purposes laid out there, and to reconcile my family, which is most importantly, especially with a woman I love. I remember listening to a gentleman in Mexico who is, you know, apparently one of the oldest living people, 100 and something. I forget what it was. And I remember his comment that when you get this old, you become useless. Well, you know, it's interesting. I just watched a video report by Al Jazeera out of Qatar, did a video report on China and their declining birth rate. I mean, it's plummeted. I mean, it's like half, less than half what it used to be in the last few decades. It's dropped. You know, part of it was motivated by their one-child policy, which they have now made it a two-child policy. And part of it is just the way they've changed culture. And it's starting to cause some serious trouble. I look at things like that. Anyway, I look at things like that, and I look at people without purpose. Retirement is death. Anyway, it's getting long. My lady, I have things to pursue. It is the Lord's grace to me. And I'm grateful. It's multiple things. But one of the things to pursue is reconciliation with you. You will find that the website is continuing to refine because I'm building up the underlying technologies for other things, and obviously I use the family site on occasion as the driver, the thing I use to test certain things. And I'm striving for that. You know, I did a tiny little update in order, because I'm trying to refine how to make things easy to find, easy to look. And I did that for the Big Frog Hike page that's on the public site. But anyway, I'm striving to do this well. And the technology behind it is provocative. My lady, one other thing. I kept putting it off. So I'll ask again, please withdraw your petition to the state, because I have an outline how to respond, and it'll take some work to get that done, and I need to get it done by, I guess, Friday. But I'd rather not do that, because I'm afraid it's going to be hurtful to my wife. But again, I keep going to that verse. Have I become your enemy by telling you the truth? I want to speak to my wife and to my kids the truth, because I love them and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thought we'd share that. My lady, I love you.